Deirdre's cell phone kept ringing. It was in her purse, which was resting on the table next to her bed, and the vibrating feature meant that her purse was skittishly edging its way to the side of the nightstand until it fell on the floor, spilling all of its contents. Half asleep, Deirdre reached down and picked up her phone. The display read 5:16 a.m., and she had missed five calls. There were five messages. Deirdre sat up in bed, still sleepy, but perplexed. The phone rang again, and she answered it. It was Len, who sounded agitated.
Deirdre, I've been ringing for almost half an hour.
Deirdre propped herself up on her elbow.
What? Is everything okay? Channel 2 is launching a competitive show, At Home with Marla Banks.
Marla Banks? The socialite? Deirdre was confused.
Yes, very similar format to Live Simple, and they are going to run it during the same time slot.
Deirdre fell back against the pillows, relieved, and let out a small laugh.
Oh my God, Len, is that it? She yawned.
What you mean, is that it? Buford isn't happy, Deirdre. I think this is serious.
Deirdre got out of bed and walked into her closet, looking for something to wear. I can't control what other stations want to do.
It won't last, Len. They never do. There's been, what, Seattle Living, the Janine Glazer show? That bombed. Karen and Dave? The only one with any staying power has been Live Simple. Buford should know that. Besides, Channel 2 thrives on new programming, and most of them crash and burn. They'll give anyone a chance. I'm sure Marla's program isn't anything more than that.
Don't be so sure, Deirdre.
Len was acting strangely paranoid, which was unlike him. If anything, Len was the consummate Boy Scout, always prepared. Deirdre tried to reassure him. We've brought so many new viewers to Channel 5, Buford won't want to lose them. Live Simple fans are loyal. She said this with a touch of pride.
The man is all about numbers, you know that.
Len, you worry about everything, Deirdre chided.
It's my job to worry about everything.
Deirdre spotted a stray gray hair and pulled it. She saw another, pulled it, then turned her attention back to the phone.
I'll be there at 8. I have to go.
Don't worry, Len, she said firmly. It's all under control. Fine. You're the boss. Bye.